You're listening to Now I've Heard Everything, conversations with the icons of our time.
That was one of the hardest things to do, is to be a step ahead of everybody. There are a lot of people always under you, trying to imitate you and trying to take your job.
Harlem Globetrotter star Meadowlark Lemon. Today on Now I've Heard Everything, I'm Bill Thompson. For 22 years, he was known as the Clown Prince of the Harlem Globetrotters, but to Basketball Hall of Famer Meadowlark Lemon, there was a larger, much larger purpose to his life. When I met him in 1987 to talk about his autobiography called Meadowlark, Lemon was eager to talk not just about basketball, but about God. You see, just a year before our interview, Lemon had been ordained a Christian minister, and happy as he was to talk about his on-court achievements, Meadowlark Lemon also had much bigger things on his mind. Now also, be aware that the interview you're about to hear, my very first question to Lemon was worded in such a way that his response is framed in the third person. Now that's not normally the way he would refer to himself, but he's simply responding to the question the way I asked it. So keep that in mind as you listen. So here now, from 1987, Meadowlark Lemon.
Who is Meadowlark Lemon?
Well, Meadowlark Lemon, at one point in his life, was a comedic, barnstorming basketball player who traveled throughout the world sharing comedy, basketball, with just about every nationality that in the world. And since that time, I believe Meadowlark Lemon has become a more complete person. Instead of just an athlete running up and down a basketball court in short pants, Meadowlark played with the Harlem Globetrotters for 22 years. He played at that time in over 7,500 consecutive games. He played in about 7,800 games with the Harlem Globetrotters. Played on different, just about every type of turf surface that you could possibly play on. And he played on the top of battleships. He played on tabletops. He played on ice, snow, rain. In the bull rings after a bull fight, played on clay tennis courts after a rain. He played in the bottom of swimming pools in Hollywood on stages. I don't think there's too many more surfaces that you could possibly play on. He saw the Globetrotters play when he was 11 years old, and he knew at that moment that this would be something that he would do for most of his life. And he began immediately working at that craft, put in a lot of time. He practiced from 4 to 18 hours a day. And when he got the opportunity to play with the Globetrotters, he thought that everything was over. But that's when everything begun. The workout, the practice, the, I guess, being able to get into a profession where you have to constantly look over your shoulder to make sure that you are half a step ahead of everybody else. And I guess that was one of the hardest things to do, is to be a step ahead of everybody, because there are a lot of people always under you trying to get to the point where you are, trying to copy your style, trying to imitate you, and by that, trying to take your job. And it's one thing that I've learned, that the teacher never teaches the student everything. So that gave Meadowlark Lemon a step ahead of everything.
You know, it occurs to me that there are thousands, maybe millions of young boys who have seen the Harlem Globetrotters and have thought to themselves, someday, that's where I'm going to be. But you actually thought that, and you actually wound up there. What was different about you than all these thousands of other youngsters?
Persistence. Hard work. Desire. And God had a plan. I think that's the answer. God had a plan for me. And he gave me the talent to pursue what I wanted in life. But he didn't tell me to get out there and work hard. I realized that God says that he will feed the sparrows and the little birds. But he didn't say he was going to drop the food in the nest. They had to fly out and get it. And basically, that's what I had to do. I had to leave the nest. I had to leave home. And I had to work toward being the best that I could be.
Did you know from the beginning that God had a plan for you?
I didn't know God. As I look back on my years, my life, I know now that he was there. I used to think that, I used to always say that God is a superhuman being someplace up there. Because I say that because I didn't have a personal relationship with him. And the minute I got that relationship, I began to go back over my life. And I knew that he was there all the time. There's a poem written called Footsteps in the Sand. And they don't know who wrote this poem. And this man, he was talking to God one day. He said, God, you know, I when everything was going real well for me, he said, I noticed there were two set of footsteps in the sand. He said, but then things got bad. He said, and I noticed that there were only one set of footsteps. You know, he said, you left me out there by myself. And he said, no, my son. He said, when things got rough, I carried you. Those were my footsteps. And that's what God did for me. And that's what God's doing for a lot of people. I believe that God loves us all because he made us all. He just don't like the things that we do. Until we can be able to walk the walk and talk the talk, sometimes he'll leave us.
Looking back on your beach, when were the times when you were carried?
All the time. He carried me all the time, and he's still carrying me. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. And that's all we have to do is do the things that's going to make him happy. Now, we make mistakes. God, we make mistakes. If you count the mistakes that you made every day, you went home and just write down every mistake I made, you couldn't believe it. He's carrying us, you know, through all the mistakes, and he still loves us. He just wants us to do the best that we can do and be the best that we can do. I don't think we use everything that he has given us. We're lazy, and we don't work at it. He said that we could move mountains. Nobody's ever moved a mountain that I know of because we haven't tried.
After this short break, Meadowlark Lemon speculates where his life would have gone if not for basketball.
Start your day with Now I've Heard Everything.
We post new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time.
Subscribe now so you'll have something fresh to listen to and get your day going.
Now back to my 1987 conversation with Meadowlark Lemon.
Somebody listening now is going to think to themselves, you're crazy. What kind of plan is having a guy play basketball for a living? What kind of plan is that?
Well, I think our God is a happy God. And I think he laughs. He smiles at us. He smiles with us. He laughs with us. And he said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me." Meaning, let the little children come to me. He also said, if you do this for the least of them, you've done it unto me. And he also said, if you offend one of the little ones, he said, you wish that you had never been born. And when I make one of those little ones laugh and giggle, I think God's there laughing with me. I think he's saying, right on, son. And these are the things that I can laugh about when I know that I'm making him happy. You see, I believe that when his son Jesus came into the earth, he changed all of the commandments and rolled them all up into one, and that's love. If I love you, I can't lie to you. I can't cheat you. I can't steal from you. I can't hurt you. If it's real, genuine love. I live now to give. And that doesn't mean just the finances. I can give up my time to people. It's nothing but 30 seconds for me to give someone an autograph. And that autograph may not mean anything, but it's a way of saying, hello. I can give love. And a friend of mine says, boy, this stuck with me, and I like to refer to it a lot. He said, I live to give. He said, I work to make money. He said, because the more money I make, the more I can give. And he lives by that. He actually lives by that. And these are the people that I've gotten involved with, because I told this man, I said, you know, you got what I want. I said, I'm going to follow you until I get what you got. And I'm getting it.
What is in your future? What does God's plan for you hold now?
To preach the gospel. And it's not like the old-timey preacher who wear dressed in black all over the place and who is holy, holier than thou. No, it's the preacher man who will not push his religion on someone. God also said that we're not supposed to offend anyone with it. And people will see God in you. You know, it's the way you carry yourself, you know, what you do for people, you know, and how you do it. They will see that. I want to be able to entertain people. I want to be able to help feed them, clothe them, and in some way help educate them. I think that's the plan that God has set up for me to help him. I'd like to be a helper of God.
Where would your life have gone if you had not gotten into basketball?
I believe I probably would have gone into acting or just an entertainer, because
I'd be sitting here interviewing movie star Meadowlark Lemon.
Possibly. I've done several movies. I've had my own television show. I do have a television show now out in Tustin, California, that I do several months ahead of time, so I can still do that. I kind of figure myself to be an entertainer today, you know, that goes along with being a preacher man, because when I talk to young people, you know, most of them don't want to talk about Christianity or religion, and they want to play basketball. I said, fine, you know, you got a half an hour, but I need 10 minutes of your time, you know. And I find that the young people today are very bright. No matter what we may think, they are very bright, and when you have something to say, they listen. last February, before the media got very heavy into drug abuse, I went to Washington, where here in Washington, to visit Mrs. Reagan because I heard about her vision and her dream. And the vision and the dream is to see a drug-free America within the next 10 to 20 years. And when I heard that, man, I jumped on it because I'm tired of seeing our young people who are dying in the streets. And we can stop it. We can stop it. We have the ability to stop it. And I don't think it's up to our government to stop it. I think it's up to the church. And I think it's up to the people. And I think we can stop it. And the things that we let happen will happen. The things that we don't want to happen will happen. And we can stop drugs. We can stop the drug abuse here in this country. We can stop the alcohol abuse in this country. We can stop child abuse. We can stop battered wives. We can stop that. And if we don't stop these things, if we don't step in and say, hey, enough is enough, now let's get back to basics and stop this, these things will continue to happen. As we travel this year, we go into different cities. We've hit as many as 80 schools, and we talk to young people about the drug abuse. And these young kids will confide in us and tell us that their parents are making them take cocaine at night. And it touches your heart when you got a 10-year-old telling you this, and you say, well, what do I do? Well, I think it's left up to us, the people, the church, to form different organizations and stop this, because I'm tired of our kids dying in the streets. And they said, you know, it's very difficult for one person to do it, but a lot of athletes are fighting it now. And I like for people to get closer to God also.
It's a good note to end on. Thanks very much.
Thank you, brother. Really appreciate that.
Meadowlark Lemon died in 2015. He was 83. Now you can get a copy of Meadowlark by Meadowlark Lemon by tapping the link in our show notes or by going to our website, heardeverything.com. We may earn an Amazon commission if you make a purchase. Heardeverything.com is where you can also hear my 1991 interview with another former Harlem Globetrotter who went on to some pretty impressive achievements. My 1991 conversation with Wilt Chamberlain.
I am remembered for the 100-point game, but the furthest thing from the truth is that I did that alone. I had a team that the second half went over and above to get Wilt Chamberlain the ball and allow him to score these points.
And my 1988 interview with a player who says he was sometimes mistaken for a Globetrotter, Walt Frazier.
Everywhere we went in those days, they wanted to know, are you Wilt Chamberlain or are you the Globetrotters? Those were the only two people that they knew. So by the Knicks winning and being New York, we added a lot of glamour to the NBA.
And of course, we post new episodes of Now I've Heard Everything here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can find us everywhere you listen to podcasts. And thank you so much for listening. Next time on Now I've Heard Everything, as my mom used to say, we'll go from the sublime to the ridiculous after hearing today from Meadowlark Lemon and his reverence for God. Next time on Now I've Heard Everything, my 2011 interview with famed magician and avowed atheist, Penn Jillette.
How do you live with this? How does a guy who's not a genius, how does a guy who's just living his life as a Vegas magician live as an atheist?
That's next time on Now I've Heard Everything. I'm Bill Thompson. Thank you.